This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 114 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade. Across the virtual table from my self-care-loving, Dirk Nowitzki-looking co-host, Connor Strayer. Happy Saturday, dog. How are you? Or Friday, whatever this is. They all blend together. Yeah, one of the two.
Did you just wake up or something? It's not too early.
No, I got these 2 days off, so friggin'.
Nice. I was listening actually to like the football podcast too that you, Alan, like put out. And you're like, oh, Neil's not here. I guess you missed the last one they did. So,
yeah, I was working like a madman from last Thursday to Wednesday. I worked open to close, so that's about 12 hours every day. Yeah. So I was working the last time they did their show. I wasn't able to get in on that. But there wasn't any juice because I wasn't there naturally, and then you turned it off.
Yeah, there was no juice. No, I think I don't know. I was doing something.
Yeah, I mean, the state of the Patriots in general is pretty bleak at the moment. So
yeah, they talked about their picks for like the games. I think like they each got one of the games wrong. Yeah.
I mean, everyone was rooting for those games with their heart instead of their head there. I don't think any. The two teams that are in the Super Bowl are the last teams everyone wanted in the Super Bowl.
I mean, 49ers are cool. I think everyone
kind
of makes sense. Like, you got Christian McCaffrey stuck on Carolina for so long.
He's the man.
Purdy's kind of like Mr. Irrelevant. I don't know. I think the 49ers are a cool storyline.
They certainly have my vote. They probably won't win because of the fucking Chiefs, but it's a cool story. I'm in on it.
Yeah, it's tough for the Chiefs. Mahomes is a legend, so.
Yeah, I
heard a talk about some ball, a round ball.
Best believe, some not-so-ovular ball, some completely spherical ball is what we're here to talk about here. It's a bouncing ball. The Celtics have had a string of very downtrodden defeats recently. The Lakers game last night was atrocious, and we talked about the Clippers game from earlier this week. You were texting me. I was working all day, but I did go back and watch it afterwards.
Last Saturday night, I believe, so about less than a week ago. Yeah.
So what did you see about this Clippers game? And how everything fucking fell apart there. That just, we were talking about the Clippers last week. They are a fucking loaded team. I like them. They're playing well, but goddamn, no one deserves a defeat like that. The Celtics just went out there and mailed it in.
Yeah, they mailed it in. Tatum, 3 turnovers, only had 21 points. 21 points. I mean, didn't shoot too many three-pointers, which was awesome, but then you have...
Which is awesome.
There's always one guy on the team that's just shooting 7 threes. That game, it was Holiday. 1 for 7 from 3, 2 for 11 from the field. So I think right there, off the bat, you look at that. Derek White played 24 minutes. He was 0 for 8 in the field, 0 for 4 from 3.
Jesus 2 points.
Christ. So it's like he had a bad game. Holiday had a terrible game. Even Jaylen Brown had a bad game. I think it looks like the Clippers just locked up. They locked him up on defense.
Porzingis was out with this game. He went down with that ankle injury. Did you see that in the game before?
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll talk about that too, Porzingis. He was out. But, like, still, even without – these are games that you kind of want to see what the Celtics are made of without Porzingis. Because I think when we signed him, even I said – he's going to hide a lot of Tatum's and Brown's, how do you say that? Like, he's going to hide a lot of their faults. He's really saved them a lot of times this year by just balling out one of them is having a bad game. Brown's having a bad game. Okay, well, you got Porzingis there. He's been pretty consistent. He plays well. Tatum's having a bad game. Porzingis is pretty much doing okay. He's only scoring 20-ish points a game. He's there.
We'll have the occasional Derek White carry game, too. Like, it just seemed like everyone was off in this game. Down 16 points at halftime, I was like, well, this isn't going to be good.
Daniel Tice had 18 points for them. He had more points.
I can't believe he's still in the league. I always thought he was fucking terrible.
Yeah, so it's like this game, another loss at home to another Western Conference team that we could potentially see in the finals. I mean, we talked about, I feel like, in the weeks prior, the Clippers are one of those teams that they're starting to play really well.
Yeah, like they're the classic. I wouldn't be surprised if they made a run type thing.
Yeah, I mean, you got Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. That's all you need for – oh, and Westbrook. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Off the bench, too. He's playing so well. I love to see Westbrook actually having team success.
I mean, he didn't have to because they were up the whole game, but he played 15 minutes and only had 4 points. So even with Westbrook sucking, they still beat us. So just an ugly game. Hopefully it's a game they learn from. They just didn't have it that night. Porzingis wasn't there. But like we said, there's going to be games without Porzingis potentially in the playoffs. I mean, the guy is always known to get hurt. So,
yeah, when he went down in that game beforehand, I was like, here we go. Like, I was like, down goes Porzingis. It's over. Yeah. Like, I was expecting like a month out. He was back for the game last night. Thank fucking God. But it looked way worse than it actually was.
Yeah. And I mean, the next game, too, like, it's the Pelicans. I don't know if you watched that, too, but they were down.
Yeah, they were down five at halftime. I was like, oh, no.
They were down the whole game besides like, the last 5 minutes. They had to push. Like, it seems like they're playing down to their competition. There was like a clip from saw on Twitter last night, or X, whatever you want to call it. And I favored it. I could probably play the audio, right? It's Shaq talking about it's. It was on the TNT broadcast. Let me know if you can hear this.
Who they find the guys? Is this also why explains in part 12 Boston turnovers in the first half?
Yes, I agree with Kenny and I agree with Chuck. I can remember Phil Jackson coming to the locker room saying, don't let the first place fool you. You guys are still not ready for a championship. That's what I feel like. You know, we said before the beat,
So basically, he's saying the Celtics aren't playing down to the competition. They should be winning these games without LeBron and AD. You had a ton of turnovers this game, sloppy basketball. They just didn't show up.
Yeah.
And I get he goes on to say they don't have that killer mentality.
The classic.
That classic, you know, we will just come in and destroy every team that comes in. So we're the Boston Celtics. We're five all-stars in this team. We don't even have to be here. Let's just fucking kill you and get it over with. And I won't talk about it, but that was disappointing. But yeah, that Pelicans game, they showed up, I guess, in the last quarter and won the game.
And it worked out for them that time around. And they played the Grizzlies on Sunday, and that's a bad team. But you hope they don't follow this. Basically, since the Nuggets lost, where they lost the home winning streak, it seems like they're playing down to the competition. Like, they don't really care. Like, they're coasting. And I don't like to play these media games where it's like, I just don't think the Boston Celtics have that killer mentality. Stuff like that. Like, I don't know. All that stuff tends to – I like to push that by the wayside. I think that's a lot of the talking heads needing points to mention on the air. Like, a lot of that stuff is conjecture in my eyes.
Yeah, of course.
But I – There's got to be some merit to it where it just seems like they're not inspired. And the game last night against the Lakers, it's like I saw it, Bron and AD weren't playing, and I was like, excellent. We're going to get a dick kicking. I'm going to get a nice Thursday night game that I can watch and not have to stress out about, and it'll be a fucking good time. And that wasn't the case. I was just like, really? All of a sudden, like, we were down an absurd amount of points. D'Angelo Russell's having a great – everyone's having a great shooting night, but him, Austin Reeves, Rory Hachimura, we're all balling. I was like, oh, my God. Love to see Austin Reeves balling, though. He's the most average – generic white guy there is, and Austin Reeves is out there killing people. I do love to see that.
Yep, I love Hachimura. I wanted Celtics to draft him.
Oh yeah,
Gonzaga. Yeah, I just liked him. I don't know who we who it would have been. It would have been instead of like Pritchard or something, but I think it was one of the two.
Pritchard, yeah. I don't remember exactly what year. Yeah, maybe Neesmith, which would suck. But
he's gone. I mean, he's still in the league. So didn't he start?
For like yeah, he's on the Pacers. Yeah.
Pacers, yeah. So, or Jazz. I think he got traded again.
But, really?
Maybe. But
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, he's not very good.
Yeah, it's just like, and I want to say this too. I think maybe they're going on a little skid after they finally lost that game at home. It seems like they're just losing games. They're not, they haven't had a win streak, like a big win streak since that first home loss. And they just haven't really been that same team since. So when was that? Who did they lose to again at home? It was against the
Nuggets.
So and they've since lost. Then, they've lost only two since then, I guess. So, I mean, yeah, it's not like they're losing games or
something. No, but, like, they're not winning in spectacular fashion either. Like, the Pacers game was way close. I mean, the Pacers are actually good. We've talked about them. It's not like they're playing the shitty Pacers teams of old where they should be rolling over these teams. I think they're a well-above-average team. And the Pelicans are a damn good team, too. Like, when the Pelicans have it all going, I think they're a good team. But that doesn't excuse being down 5 points and just the way they played. Like, again, it sounds like the stereotypical media talk where it's like, I just don't think they care about this game. No, that they care about every win, much like football. Like, I like to think that on any given night, both teams very much want to win. Unless you're load managing in some sort, I imagine that everyone's fired up for just about every game. But goddamn, they just look uninspired.
Yeah, I'm inspired. I don't know what it is, but like the next three games, I have the Grizzlies, like you said, on Sunday. Still got some time off. You got the Hawks and the Wizards. I mean, out of this, I just want to come out. They should win all three of these games by 20.
They should. Yeah.
I think they're on the road. Pretty sure we're all. No, with
Grizzlies at home.
Hawks at home. Jeez. Yeah. Wizards at home. Wow, they're on like this home.
Three are all home, and then
it should all be 30-point blowouts. Not 30-point blowouts, but they should be blowouts.
Yeah, they should. I'm looking for at least double-digit win here.
After what just happened last night, I think Mazzulla should just come out and be like, hey, I mean, he's got to motivate them, or someone's going to step up in that locker and be like, guys, we can't lose to the Lakers that don't have LeBron and AD. Like, that's that.
Yeah.
That's eye-opening to me, saying, like, they had a bad game, but like even without Porzingis was in that game.
Yeah, and it's the principle too, because it's Lakers at home or in Boston, you know, at home for us. This is the fucking Lakers. I don't care if LeBron and AD aren't playing. We hate the Lakers.
Fuck LA.
Fuck LA, baby.
And LA seemed to show up. I mean, their bench guys, they're guys that don't get a lot of minutes, showed up. Prince, Vanderbilt showed up. I mean, it's not like they
Prince was playing well. I thought he was out of the league years ago. I was like, shit. Torian
Prince around. And Reeves had like a heroic game that like he just proved he wanted to show himself off. 32 points. Like for that guy, he had a better game than Brown, White, and Holiday put together for us. So it's like,
Not a great look. They signed him to a max deal for a reason, though, or like a big deal. They friggin', I think he's a baller, but you know, he certainly shouldn't be doing that against the Celtics. You want Drew Holiday or somebody to just clamp him up for the whole game and shut that ass down, but
yeah, and it's just like Tatum. Guess how many threes he shot?
8, 10. 10. Shit.
Porzingis went 1 for 7 from three. He scored 17 points. Hauser shot 9 threes. And again, they were shooting threes because they were trying to get back to the game. But they shot themselves out of this one. So it's just disappointing to see. Dude, I don't know. This Lakers team, this is a team that we should have easily. The spread was 15 points. And my buddy was going to the game. And I was like, cool. Maybe I'll meet you up there. And I looked at tickets and they were like, $140 to go see that game.
Yeah, my buddy was at the game too,
and he was like, "Oh, you should just bet on it. Place a big enough bet." I'm like, I looked. I would have had to place $1,000 Celtics to win money line to only
no fucking way.
So good thing I did it, because I was like, "Oh, I could pay for the ticket. That's a win, right? Celtics money line. And I'm sure so many, guarantee my roommate did that, or like someone I know.
No doubt. Yeah.
Put just so much money, or Celtics money line.
I bet both of us know maybe a couple people that fucking bite on that shit like that. Like I Celtics. Said, like the Lakers get everyone fired up, and I bet everyone's like, no Bron, no AD, hammer it.
But right when they saw it, when they're putting it in their parlay, not that it would help because the odds were so in. They were 15-point favorites. That's incredible. So he was like, you should put the money on the Lakers plus 15 points. And I was like, honestly, that's not a bad idea because that's a lot of points, but didn't do it. I really gambled in a week.
15-point favorites is crazy to then go and lose by 9. You're like, damn, dog.
That's bad. That's bad. Vegas knew something was up with this game. I don't know. Maybe upset.
There were a lot of shady calls. Like, if you watch the whole game, like, you could see, like, Tatum getting pissed. Like, anytime he's reasonably trying to guard somebody, D-Loading would get a call, Austin Reeves would get a call, and you're like, oh, dude. Like, it was one of those nights you could see it on all the players' faces where they're like, really? Like, it's going to be like this?
Well, there's a point involved. I know it's not the end of the world, and I'm on, like, I'm on X all the time, like Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I see both sides. Like the fandom here, it's like one guy following. It's like, oh, like they've only lost X amount of games. Like you can't really get on them for one loss. I'm like, but these teams that you expect to make the final, like this year, it's the Celtics. Everyone thinks they're the favorite. They were the favorite. I don't know if they are now. You don't expect them to lose games like that. You don't expect them.
If Bron and AD played, like then I'm fine with it. Sucks. But like it's LeBron, it's Anthony Davis, you know. Crazier things have happened. But really
We beat them on Christmas Day, I believe, by a decent amount. They did have AD and LeBron. So I mean it's both sides of the table. Yes, it's two different days, but I think as of late they've been playing a little worse.
We beat them by 11 on Christmas.
Yeah. They've been playing lately worse than they have. I think they got off to a hot start, really hot start at the beginning. Everyone got pumped. And now that the season's kind of, you know, in mid-form, they just announced the All-Star shit. They're kind of, maybe they're just tired.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it seems like, and I'll say this, Tatum I think is fine, but I am starting to get worried about Brown here.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about White because, I mean, he's not like that guy. He's not like our go-to guy. White,
We're all pleasantly surprised when he balls out, but it's not the standard.
Yeah, but I think people are used to that now. I think Celtics fans that don't watch a lot of games, they just think White's a baller now, like top 10 player in the NBA. Yeah. He's not White.
There's a lot of clamor for him to make the All-Star game. I think a lot of people get caught up in that.
Yeah, which I don't think. I mean, yes, he's had a good season. This is probably his best season ever.
Yeah,
by far. Yeah. So that's saying something. But it's just like Holiday, and I'm really concerned about Brown. Is what I'm trying to say. Tatum, not so much concerned about Brown. He's the most paid player in the NBA right now.
He is.
Yeah, disappointing. Very disappointing.
What are his season averages? After this rough skid here, I'm curious to know what he's at.
It's not even scoring 23 points a game. 22.3. Wow. Okay. Yeah, 22 points a game for the most paid. 22 points, 5 rebounds, 3.7 assists for the most paid player in the NBA. That's pretty bad.
It is. But, you know, like we said before, a lot of cooks in the kitchen. It's tough. Like, if you're going to give him this huge deal, like you'd like him to be one of the top options. And in this team, that's just not realistic. Like Porzingis is going to have his nights. Tatum's going to have his nights. Like Brown isn't going to be able to shoot the ball as much. Holiday loves to shoot the ball. White loves to shoot the ball. So there's just not going to be a lot of shots going around. It's almost like a setup for failure thing in my eyes, where he's never going to be able to take all the shots to justify that contract. But at the same time, he still isn't particularly living up to even his role. Like he should be 25 points every night, basically. Like
he's 18 points a game the last 10. So
yeah,
that's he's not really great. Struggling to shoot the ball. What's his left? His percentage 46.7. I'm not sure if that's good or not.
For what is it from the field?
in the last 10 games, 26% from three. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's like great. Neither one of those are particularly good.
44% from the field, 32% from three.
Better, but not great.
But, like, and I get it. There's too many cooks in the kitchen right now. But I feel like, and back to what Shaq kind of said, they don't have that Mamba mentality or that killer drive.
Yeah.
And there's too many cooks in the kitchen. Do we need to make a move? Do they need to get rid of someone here? I don't know who. Obviously, you're not going to get rid of Brown or Tatum. I was advocating for that last year.
You can't get rid of anyone in the starting lineup.
I was saying get rid of Brown last year. And I still think that's probably the right reason. Move. Looking back at it, I hate to say it. Yes, the Celtics are in first place. Everyone loves Jaylen Brown. And I'm going to get so much shit for that. It's a hot take by me. I still think we should have not signed Brown. Get rid of him.
Not for that price, I certainly had my reservations as well. Like, it is absurd that Jaylen Brown's the highest paid player in the league. That just seems unrealistic to me. But I don't know. Like you said, we're kind of fucked at this point. Like, we signed him. We know he's not going anywhere. Like, in a perfect world, if you traded Jaylen Brown, you'd probably get a decent haul back. I don't know what team would be willing to take on his contract, but I bet you can get a reasonably good player or two and a bunch of picks, and maybe it would be worth it. But it's Fugazi. It's Fugazi. It doesn't exist. It's just
I don't know, dude. They should have talked. I think too many cooks in the kitchen, and it's kind of showing this year with the most paid player in the end. And he won't be, I think, whenever Luka's contract, I'm sure someone's contract this upcoming season.
Tatum's next season will probably well overshadow his.
Has to. If it's not, that's pretty Tatum's gotta. Unless Tatum's like, hey, I don't mind not making way more than him just because I want to win a championship. But there, I think you brought up this thing in the beginning of the season, and a lot of people don't talk about it. I heard it on the radio actually last week. That new rule with like the salary cap and stuff, how many max players we can have.
Yeah.
The guy the PA. Who was saying, this is basically we're going to be one of like the last years we really have a good chance at winning this championship with that new rule. Because we're loaded. Next year, you're not going to be able to have, I don't think how it's going to work out, I don't think we're really going to be able to afford all these five guys. So we're not going to have the same starting five next year.
No, and that's why teams like the Celtics and the Clippers have loaded up, because they know starting next season when the new CBA goes into effect, all these rules change. And the super team era is, I don't want to say it's done entirely, but it's almost done. It's basically going to be like you can have two studs on your team and everyone else is going to be like above average role players.
I do like it.
I do too. It kind of evens the playing field. Like, it is preposterous to look at the Clippers and go, really? You have James Harden, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, and Russell Westbrook. Like, that's absurd.
I think we're more there because they're old. I think Russell Westbrook, like, Paul George passes prime a little bit.
Kawhi. I don't think so. Paul George is still balling. Like, you have two former MVPs and two other MVP caliber players. And Kawhi Leonard picks and chooses when he wants to play and whatnot, but when he plays, he's fucking fantastic. I hate him, but every time he plays, he's incredible.
Yeah.
I think Paul George is fantastic as well. I see very little decline in Paul George's game. It's so smooth. I love Paul George. I think his game is just perfect. The dude can do everything. The way he gets buckets, it's so satisfying. Everything's so smooth. His moves are so cut. But all of them on a team just seems ridiculous. Like, they can start Daniel Tyson. It doesn't matter because they have four other studs on the team. And that says something because I think Daniel Tyson blows.
Yeah, it's we'll see. I think if they stay healthy, they're dangerous. I don't know if they'll beat the Nuggets.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I think that Nuggets team is set for the future unless they go out and do something. Because, like, they don't really have any max contract guys besides Luka.
I mean, they got their two guys.
Yeah.
Jokic.
Another thing I want to talk about, I know it's not Celtics related in a sense. I kept seeing things last night. Lakers, they might trade LeBron.
Yeah. Do you see that report from that dude who's apparently always really accurate?
Yeah. He's not
like some LA radio guy or something like that.
Yeah, I think his contract's up after this season, LeBron's, or the next season. So I think from what I've seen, I don't know if it makes sense from a money standpoint, but a lot of like the TikToks and stuff I've seen, which is credible, which are credible,
super credible.
They explain it in a way of like, why wouldn't he want to go? Because the Thunder, I don't know if you saw that too as an option. The Thunder have all these draft picks, like first
yeah.
draft picks over the next whatever years. If I was the Lakers, if LeBron's going to leave anyways, well, I don't know this. This is all speculation. If LeBron wants to stay, he'll stay in LA. Why wouldn't he? It's legendary.
Yeah, place. he has final say no matter what.
But if he doesn't want to stay there, why wouldn't he go to the team like the Thunder? I think that's the only team that can really afford him. To get to the Lakers would only trick them because they have the most offers. What I'm saying,
yeah. But like, would the Thunder want to do that?
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're building like a young core here, and if you throw LeBron
they already
in,
got their young core though.
Yeah, but they're still building. Like they're overachieving this year. This year they were not expected to do this well.
Why not?
I guess. But when you add LeBron, you instantly accelerate it to you have to win a championship this year. Like the championship expectations are absolutely.
If they add LeBron and just give him Giddy and the draft picks, you're not really changing much of that rotation. I mean, you're changing the rotation significantly. You're adding like the best player of all time to your roster.
Yeah, 100%. And all the young players around are instantly going to feel a lot of pressure to succeed. Like there are a lot of people that just don't play well with LeBron.
True.
Because of the pressure and the expectations, like
I think that automatically puts them as like a number one bona fide contender, though.
Maybe, but
best team already in the West. They're the best record wise, right?
Yes,
I think. And you add LeBron James and get rid of Giddy, who's obviously he's good, but he's not LeBron James.
Loves underage chicks,
allegedly.
Allegedly,
they're second.
Big news. Their
second team in the NBA, second team in the West Side, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You add him in there for a Giddy? Holy shit. That team makes sense. They just beat the Nuggets the other day. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, but then you're no longer building the team your way. You're going to end up building it LeBron's way. And if Bron wants somebody gone, then they're gone.
Then you're going to get mini LeBron Jr. You're going to get James Jr. or whatever his name.
Sucks. No one gives a fuck about
LeBron. Yeah, but they do for money wise for like the thing, like marketing, they want him.
Yeah, maybe, but like they can market anyway with Shea and Chet and all the young guys that they got. Like they're already a very marketable, very appealing team. I think they got a great future and they could win a championship on their own. I wouldn't.
Yeah,
if I was the Thunder, I probably wouldn't want LeBron James. There are plenty of teams that. If I were, you know, the GM of that team, I would take LeBron. Like the Cavs, I'd probably take LeBron back now.
He's not going to win a championship. Would he go there? Well, I guess at the end of the day, does he have it's if he has a no trade option clause?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Then he's not going to want to go to the Cavs, dude.
Unless I don't know. Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. I can't fucking pronounce words.
They're at like the bottom of the Cavs. They're in fourth East.
No, they're pretty good. Yeah, like they picked it up over the last couple of weeks.
What the heck?
Yeah, basically since the last time we recorded, they've gone on a win streak.
The last 10. Yeah, okay. I mean,
yeah, we
spoke too soon. I guess they do have a decent record.
Yeah, 100%. They're super sneaky, and they probably still would get bounced in the first round. But, like, LeBron on that team would be interesting, and that'd be worth it for them.
Yeah.
And they're like the Bulls. Yeah. The Bulls would be worth bringing LeBron in to like try and compete with LaVine, DeRozan, whoever else. I don't know who they'd have to trade. Hopefully,
want to go to the Bulls, knowing that he would always be in Michael Jordan's shadow. There,
he's always been in Michael Jordan's shadow anyway. He invites that shit. All the comparisons between LeBron and him are floating around.
And like Kobe, he's already on the team where like Kobe was the guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't mind. Like, he's never going to be a better Laker than Kobe.
So teams, I just don't think he would go to the Bulls. They're not a winning team right now. They're in the playoffs.
No, I don't think so either. But it's just an example. Like, there are plenty of teams that I think would take LeBron. Huh?
What could we do to get?
Fuck no. Absolutely nothing. I don't want
LeBron. What could we do to get LeBron? Who could we get?
Trade Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but would the Lakers do that with the contract. I guess the contract probably would work out. I'm sure their contract's pretty similar.
Yeah, he's under contract for a couple of years. I know they're getting a basically prime Jaylen Brown, and then we'd give him some picks.
Would you do it?
No, fuck no.
If they said right now, if they called you up, you're Brown Stevens. I think I'd take that.
No, I'm not even answering the phone. I know what this is about.
You have the chance to have LeBron James.
I want LeBron James.
I think I would hate it because our tickets would go through the roof. Our tickets are already.
No doubt. Yeah, it would be
$100 a ticket just to go see Tatum LeBron play every day.
See, I think I wouldn't even answer the phone call. Like, if the Lakers were calling me, I would know what that phone call's about before I picked up the phone, and I wouldn't pick up the phone.
Do you think Milwaukee has a chance to get him?
I mean, they don't really have anyone to give. Like, I can't imagine. They don't have any valuable trade assets, and if they want him around Giannis and Dame, you can't give up one of those two. So I can't imagine how they would get him. I think the Sixers is an interesting idea.
I've heard the Sixers, too. I've heard New York, Cleveland, Sixers, the East. Three teams right below us in the standings.
Like the Knicks, I can imagine the Knicks. I don't think the Knicks should do it, but I imagine they would because they're a dumb fucking franchise.
New York City, they're going to play for any kind of player like that. Because
they want big markets, and Bron would love to play in a big market like the Knicks. I'm sure he would eat that shit up.
Miami
could be interesting. I hear that too. A lot of people like go back. Yeah, that would be sweet. Him, Jimmy Butler. I don't know who they'd have to trade. Probably.
I saw it would be Duncan and what's his name? I think Hero.
Yeah, it's not a lot to give up for LeBron.
Two 3-point shooters that have to give up. How it worked out.
Yeah, which would be tough though.
Allen Robinson,
Duncan Robinson.
Wait, is he on that team?
Yeah.
He hasn't been playing. I think it'd be Allen Robinson, Duncan or something.
Duncan Robinson. Allen Robinson's the wide receiver.
Sorry, getting confused, but I think it was those two guys, like a slew of picks, I'm assuming.
Yeah. You get rid of your two shooters for when LeBron gets there, and Bron loves to drive and kick the shooters, so that's a problem right there.
That's his game, yeah. I think it's interesting. So wherever he goes, I'm hoping he stays in the West because it wouldn't really affect us until the finals.
Yeah, and even then, like, he's not going to the finals on the Lakers, that's for sure. And most teams in the West, like, if you add LeBron.
The playoffs.
Huh?
They might not even make the playoffs.
Exactly. Dude, 25-25 is wildly unimpressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, wherever he goes, if he went to the East, we'd deal with it. But then that just makes the East harder to get out of. We already have Milwaukee, who's stacked. I'm not really worried about New York, Cleveland, Philly or Indy right now. Miami, they're in seventh. But if they go to one of those teams, if he goes to one of those teams, then I'm definitely scared. It's just another team that we have to make it through.
Yes.
That has LeBron.
Yeah, it's a big if, though. I think there are so many teams that just wouldn't take LeBron. Like, it's interesting to think about, like, if the Lakers were to take and make calls on LeBron, what teams would answer and which ones wouldn't. I think most of the teams would be in the East. Like the Sixers, the Knicks, the Bulls, and the Heat all make sense to me. But when I think of the West teams, like the Mavericks probably don't want LeBron. That's less time with the ball in Luka's hands. The Warriors certainly aren't getting LeBron. Like the Nuggets don't want him. The Suns don't want him.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's interesting to think about and talk about, but
yeah, it certainly, like, if he does officially go on the trade block, that'll be the big story in the NBA until it happens. Like, that'll completely consume all the news.
Yeah, it would. And it's already consumed. That's all I've heard about lately is LeBron. And it's kind of crazy. The Celtics, we talked about it last week, maybe they'll do something. They can't really, as you said, they don't really have the money to do anything.
Yeah, no, they're pretty locked in.
Picks to trade either. Because our picks are kind of, you know, we're going to be good for the next couple of years. So it's not like teams aren't going to be interested in our first round pick when it's number
13. It's going to be at the end of the first round every time. I don't want to panic because of the losing skid that the Celtics have been on. I still think they're a championship caliber team. I still think they'll play a lot better. They've played a lot better than they have the last, you know, two weeks. And I think they'll eventually get back to form, but it's just, you know, attrition, hard to get
Yeah.
up for every single game, apparently.
Shouldn't be. They're young guys,
It
like you
definitely
said.
shouldn't be. Like Shaq said, like I bet those old Lakers teams were just hyped up to destroy everyone because they were the team to beat
So
and they
good.
knew it. Yeah. And friggin', you know, so
That's how
that
we should
takes a
be.
certain mentality. It should be. But most teams aren't like that. Like I don't think the LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Bosh on the Heat were like that. Like there are a lot of teams that just doesn't seem
What was it?
realistic. They
I
were
mean,
like,
as good as that. I won't even look it up.
yeah.
We're not as good as that team. I think
But
that team.
they weren't even like dominant. Like the Bulls were the number one seed most of those years with Derrick Rose.
Yeah, because they, like you said, they. I know they rested LeBron and Wade and
Yeah.
Bosh. That was towards the end of Bosh and Wade's career. So it's like
Yeah, they
they
were just
weren't,
focused on the playoffs.
and that team was still better than this team. That team would crush our team any day of the week.
I don't think so. That other than those three guys, they weren't very good.
I mean, they won how many championships together?
Two.
Three, two, and they went to how
Two.
many championships? They went
Four.
to like, yeah. How many have we been to?
None. I
Four.
mean, when we won, and then when we make it this year, it'll be two. So,
Yeah, the team's better.
I don't know though. It's
I
just
count that
purely
mentality.
competition because when they went to the
They got a
finals,
comp.
they got smoked by record margins. Like the Spurs destroyed them, and then the Mavericks destroyed them.
That Spurs team was legendary, and then Dirk's just the GOAT, greatest of all
Yeah,
time.
that
So it's like,
Spurs team was the greatest team I've ever seen. And then yeah, Dirk's the
they're
fucking
pounding the
man.
Nuggets right now. But yeah, this and then Dallas, that was with Dirk's, Jason Terry's. So
Yeah.
didn't do anything about that. Vince Carter was on that team, legendary team. Don't get me started on the 2010
Yeah,
Mavs. But
studs.
yeah, I think that's all. I mean, we could do best bets,
Yeah,
things
what are we
like that.
thinking for best bets coming up? Grizzlies game tomorrow. It has to be an ass kicking. Whatever the spread is, or not tomorrow, Sunday. Whatever the spread is for that game, I'm taking it. They have to just destroy this team. No Ja Morant, no Marcus Smart, but Smart's still going to be on the sidelines. They're going to want to be amped up for him.
Yeah, and do you think we rest guys that game, or do you think Mazzulla's pissed that we lost
Yeah,
this
and
game?
Mazzulla's pissed. You gotta go big here. Like disappointing wins and disappointing losses. Like even when we won, it wasn't very impressive. We need to go out there and really kick in the dicks of
So
the Grizzlies, Hawks, and Wizards.
you're staying, start all five guys,
Yeah. Oh yeah.
play them 40 minutes,
Yep.
30, 38
Blow
minutes,
the
30
doors off
seconds,
this team.
blow the
Yeah,
doors off.
it's a morale thing. You got to balance all this
Embarrassing.
stuff, and then you could take it easy in two games after that when you play the Wizards. Like then you can take
That's
your foot off the
yeah.
gas.
Memphis is a little better than the Wizards. A lot. They have double wins. Wizards aren't a complete joke. I think
Wizards are fucking terrible.
you
Exactly.
play.
If you're gonna sit them against anyone, you sit them against the Wizards. Who gives a shit about the Wizards?
Yeah, because then the next day or 2 days later, you play the Heat, which I
Yeah,
know we
you
didn't
want
need
feel
that
good
much.
wins. Plus, you want to prop the team up because the Hawks aren't terrible. Like Trae Young can
No,
go off
yeah.
any given night. DeJounte Murray, I think, is the man. Like they have a fine team, and you don't want to lose to the fucking Hawks after this weird skid that we've just had. So really blow the doors off the Grizzlies, boost the confidence a little bit, play a strong game against the Hawks, and then after that, you can kind of mail it in for the Wizards game. Then you got the Heat and back-to-back games against the Nets. The Nets are beatable. Very beatable.
Yeah, I agree. There's no spread out, so we can't really say the
Yeah,
spread.
so
I'll
whatever
take
the spread is, I don't care if it's 15. I'm taking that.
that. Yeah, we'll see what it is after that Lakers game. Who knows? It might be only like
Yeah,
eight.
after that Lakers game, it's not going to be 15. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but looking down the stretch, like you said, easy games coming up. They're really,
Yeah.
you're not playing a good team until the Heat. And I think you still shit on in Miami again. Then
Yeah.
Nets, back to back. Bulls, Knicks. You got some potential playoff teams coming down towards the end of February. But other than that, the next few games should be coast.
We got, besides the Heat, we got a bit of a cakewalk here. Like, we can fucking trot through, and we got the Bulls later on. The Bulls aren't very good. We smoked the Bulls in the play-in, so I'm confident with that. In the long term, it's a fairly easy schedule going forward. Now you're just managing personalities and trying to keep team morale high.
Yeah, and I could even see Brown in the next few games going off for like 50-point, dropping a 50.
Yes, because these are the games that doesn't matter. Brown's going to go crazy.
Yeah. And then everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I love Jalen Brown. I'll be like, yeah, he shows up against fucking Memphis Grizzlies.
Is this the best bet for you? Big Jalen Brown game on Sunday?
Maybe not against Memphis. One of these games, Jalen Brown's going to go off. I don't know which one. And I
can say,
said about it, but he hasn't gone off in 10 games. He's due.
He is.
He's the not how you do. 51 points last
week. He's the man.
So it's like, it's got a lot of guys actually scoring big numbers lately.
Yeah.
Well, I think someone had 70.
Your boy Luka and Embiid have had 70 this year. Donovan Mitchell had 70 last year. Fucking 70's become commonplace.
It's hard to do, but I don't think Jalen Brown drops 70. I'm saying maybe he drops like a 30 piece. He hasn't done that in a while. So
What game?
You want me to pick one now? Fuck. I don't think it's going to be versus Memphis. I think, if anything, it would be versus where was it?
Were they Atlanta.
Atlanta. I don't think Atlanta really has anything to guard them.
Yeah, their defense is fucking terrible.
And their defense, that's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
I think he drops 30 or so there. 30-plus points in that game. If he doesn't do it against Memphis. If he does it against Memphis, then he won't do it back-to-back games.
But yeah, of course.
I think he definitely goes for 30 against Atlanta. I'll bet on it. I'll show you my slip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hold to do that. His over in that game.
His over. He's going to store
in the Hawks game.
Yeah, I bet 30-plus points.
Yeah, but there's a contingency if he goes off on Sunday, your best bet's off.
We'll see. We'll watch.
Yeah. So is that your best bet?
Sure.
Yeah, roll with that.
Roll with that.
Perfect.
30-plus points against the Hawks.
I dig it. I'm all about the player props. When I used to bet frequently, it would just be almost all player props. Like the spreads and stuff like that would fuck with me, because then, you know, teams -2, they'll win by one, and you get fucking bullshit.
Yep, I'm going bold.
I dig it. All right, well, I think that's a wrap on episode 114 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Remember to throw a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can will be greatly appreciated. And that's all. Later.
Peace.